For WBAI News in New York, I'm Linda Perry. Today, Mayor Bill de Blasio, along with New York City Council members, announced an expansion of the Gun Violence Crisis Management System. The program will expand from 5 to 14 precincts where there is the greatest gun violence. They account for 51% of shootings across the city.
On behalf of all the people who do this work, I want to say yes! Woo! This is a good day.
Councilmember Jumaane Williams is co-chair of the City Council's Gun Violence Task Force. He said the program is focused on hotspots to stop violence, but what's changed is that gun violence is being treated as a public health crisis. The Department of Health, hospitals and doctors, mental hygiene, job creation, schools, wraparound services, these are all involved in the program.
There's a coordinating group of agencies that will be helping us with this multi-pronged approach. So it is not just the NYPD that will be focused on this. We need a multi-service approach. It's been unfair to ask the NYPD to do the work of all the agencies that needed to be involved to help the people. It's been unfair to ask them to do these things. Their job is to do law enforcement. They do that well. We have to make sure they're a partner. But there were so many other agencies, like the ones that were mentioned, that need to be involved. The same way that we say we have to send the NYPD services to those same hotspots because of the crime stats, every one of the agencies mentioned should be having the same protocol, sending resources, whether it's mental health, whether it's jobs, to those same areas together so like a scalpel we can be working on this very big public health crisis.
The initiative calls for anti-violence messaging and support services such as violence interrupters, typically former gang members who have turned their lives around, to quell street disputes, intervening before escalation turns to gun violence, and links potential shooters to case management and supportive services. Williams says there's no perfect system.
We have to keep on keeping on and making sure we're tweaking the system so that it works. This will help not only the gun violence, but I believe it will also help ease the tensions between community and the police departments so we can view them as a partner in a wider array of services that needs to be done.
Today, the NYPD launched Operation Safe Cycle. It's the police department's two-week enforcement initiative to promote bicycle safety. It runs through August 26th. The initiative targets violations that engender pedestrians and bicyclists. They include disobeying traffic signals and signs, riding against traffic, riding on the sidewalk, failure to yield to pedestrians in crosswalks. Police will also target drivers who obstruct bicycle lanes, creating a hazard for riders. And there's grandstanding overseas by New York officials. A New York State delegation led by Governor Andrew Cuomo and leaders of the New York State Legislature, the Assembly and the Senate, and New York Daily News publisher Mort Zuckerman are in Israel. This is billed as a two-day show of solidarity with Israel in its conflict with Gaza. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu held a news conference today with New York's governor. Cuomo said Israel is going through a very difficult time.
And that is precisely why we're here, because we want to stand shoulder to shoulder with Israel. We want to stand in solidarity with you.
Cuomo said he spoke for all New Yorkers.
On many, many levels, as New Yorkers, we have many connections, family connections, cultural connections, historic connections. So our relations go very deep. And I speak for all New Yorkers when I say we stand in solidarity with Israel. The fight that you fight is the fight against terror.
Netanyahu spoke of the evil of Hamas and equated it with ISIS in Iraq. But there was no mention by either politician of Palestinian casualties and destruction of homes, schools, and hospitals in Gaza. The trip seems to be following the usual political playbook in the U.S., which assumes showing unconditional support for Israel pays off at the ballot box. Tomorrow evening, there is a large indoor assembly at Cooper Union. It is a protest against Israel's protective edge. Two of the speakers have lost family members in Gaza during the last month. Others are writing and organizing a movement within the U.S. to end its arming of and political support for Israel's occupation of Gaza. Doors open Thursday at 6:30 p.m. at Cooper Union in Manhattan.
You know how to whistle, don't you, Steve? You just put your lips together and blow.
At 8 p.m. last night, the estate of Humphrey Bogart tweeted out that Lauren Bacall had died. She was 89 years old. Actors Equity said, "Today our hearts are with Lauren Bacall's family and friends. She was quite a force on stage and screen and will never be forgotten." Bacall died at her home at the Dakota on the Upper West Side of Manhattan. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.